Okay, so the other thing is, today is what? The 15th, April 15th, 2003. Everybody knows it by tax day. We're going to do lesson number 95 called Turning the Nose in a Circle and Listening to the Right Side in a Symmetrical Movement. Okay? So the other comment is, we have next door kindergartners, little ones. So there's really like two ways to feel about that. You either can allow it to frustrate you, or you just, right, you just filter it out because it's going to be there. So I already talked to the teacher, and she's very aware that we're here. So she's going to do her best to kind of keep the mood low, but you know how little ones are, so just to be aware of that. So there's nothing more that I can do beyond what I've already done. Okay. That's right. Okay, so let's begin lying on your back, actually. Go ahead and take a moment to enjoy being on your back, checking in with your posture and how you sense yourself lying on the floor this morning. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your spine, the pelvis, how your legs are making contact with the floor. And maybe you can just recall last week's lesson for a moment, how we worked with the clock. And we actually had two clocks that we worked with. One was underneath the pelvis, and then we had a larger clock that actually went from the mid part of your back, chest area, down to your pelvis, tailbone area. We placed 12 o'clock under your mid-back, and we had 6 o'clock down towards the tailbone, 3 o'clock to the right, and 9 o'clock to the left. And we're going to continue again this week with a clock. So we're going to take that same clock, in a way you probably have perceived it maybe as if you were lying on it, and now you're going to bring it in front of your face. I think 2 weeks ago we did it with on the ceiling, yes? Okay? So we're going to say now, if you had a smaller clock in front of your face, we'll say the top of your forehead where your hairline is, that can be 12 o'clock. And your chin can be 6 o'clock. Your right ear could be 3 o'clock and your left ear is 9 o'clock. Is that clear for everyone? Does that make sense? So your nose, we're going to have be the center of the clock. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your side. Come up to sitting. And sit with your legs either crossed in front of you, or it can be the soles of your feet together. Whichever is the most comfortable for you. So, and whatever allows you to really get your sit bones underneath you. So if you again need to lean forward to scoot your butt back, that's it. And now bring your awareness and attention to your face and to your nose and to your clock. And now begin to make a circle with your nose, traveling around the clock. So we're going to just jump right in to do the whole clock. So imagine that your nose now goes up to 12, over to 3, down to 6, and over to 9. That's it. That's it. So your nose is making a circle. Is it clear, Susan? Well, your whole head has to move if your nose moves. Yeah, so just close your eyes, and then you can, it'll help you. And just start to move your nose. So think that you're drawing a circle in front of your face. And in fact, bring your right palm up now to actually make contact with your nose, as if your right palm is a piece of paper. And you're going to start to draw the circle in your palm. Okay? So it's obviously not a huge circle, right? It's probably like about 3 inches in diameter. That's it. And as it really becomes familiar with drawing your circle with your nose, then you can lower your arm. Okay, you're still having trouble here. So draw a circle with your nose. So you have to go up? No. Okay, yeah, you're just trying to do it with your nose. Mm-hmm. Your head has to move. You can't do that with your nose. So make a circle. Think of your nose. Here, put your hand to my face. No, my face. My nose is the end of a pencil.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You see?
Oh, okay.
You can't just think of moving your nose by itself.
Unless
it's impossible.
Bewitched.
That's right. What was her name?
Samantha.
You're trying to be Samantha. Okay. So okay. Continue with it. If you're tired, you can rest in sitting or pause in sitting. And then continue with this idea of making it. It's really important in this lesson that your clarity, your sense of clarity and knowing what you're doing in space is clear. That's better, Susan. And again, when you feel like it's very clear, you can remove your hand and continue to do the circle with your nose. So keep it going. And as you continue to draw the circle now with your nose, just bring into your awareness and attention what's happening with the top of your head. That's it. Good. Okay, let's pause and rest on your back for a moment. One of the things that this lesson today is about, which is really huge concept for all of us, is understanding when you have an intention to do a movement and then how to bring your awareness and attention to a different area. And that as soon as you draw your attention to a different area, you don't need to contract other muscle groups as you draw your attention somewhere else. But often this is what happens. So it's there's a lot more to this lesson than just doing circles. But it's feeling that your neck and your head can remain completely free doing the circle while you take your attention other places. Because usually what happens... So let's say you're driving in the car and you're really limited with your neck and shoulder mobility. And all of a sudden your attention is taken that you need to look over quickly your right shoulder. If the muscles are not free in the neck and the upper shoulder girdle area, you go to turn your head quickly and you'll have something seize up. So why do those things seize up? It's because the lack of availability to have things free and your attention be taken in another direction. Does that give you a good enough example? Okay, please come up to sitting again. And this time with your nose, let's just have you go from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Remember, 12 o'clock is located, let's say, where the top of your forehead is. So you can imagine a clock, let's say, 3 or 4 inches out away from your face. Just visualize 12 o'clock being where your forehead is, 6 o'clock where your chin is, 3 to the right, 9 to the left. But you're just going to do 6 and 12. So you move your nose on that plane. 6 and 12. Very good. Good. And just feel what 6 and 12 now feels like with the base of your neck. Is it a very different perception than what you're doing with your nose? Good. Now let's just go to 3 and 9. This is probably, these two movements are the most common that we do, right? When you learn as a little child, saying yes and no, right? It's very early we learn these basic directions with our head. That's it. Very nice. Good. Now come back once again to the center, and let's begin to make our circle again in a clockwise fashion. So we're going to go from 12, so that means we go up, and then over to the right, which is 3, down to 6, over to the left, which is 9, and coming back up to 12. And as your circle feels very clear to you, so that it, what that means is that you're able to continue doing this circle, this movement, and that you won't get distracted by the next direction. So you want to keep the circle going. And now you bring your hand, either one, the right or the left, actually let's do the right, to rest on top of your head and to feel what's happening with the top of your head. So the hand isn't doing anything. So the top of your head is not the back of your head. The top of your head is where often we part our hair. That's it. So all you're doing is you're feeling what happens now. Does the top of your head make a circle as well? You're using your hand as a sensory tool. And are you able to still breathe? So that's another aspect in this lesson, is that when one starts to over-concentrate and focus, we start to hold our breath. So are you able to regulate your breath and breathing throughout the lesson, have your circle going on, and feel what's happening with the top of your head? Great. Let's rest on your back. Another example, Susie, for you is like, I just thought of, is like a tennis player. So the tennis, like often their eyes are tracking where the ball goes, and their body might be actually moving in a totally different direction. Or they might have to reach or twist their body beyond where their image is with their eyes. So it's the ability for your body to be able to do a couple different movements in different ways, and nothing seizing up around that, being able to do that.
And that ability comes from what?
Well, it's a higher level of differentiation. We've used the word differentiation before, where on a simpler level, we might differentiate the wrist from the elbow, right? And how does the wrist or the forearm and the shoulder? And so we differentiate out those movements. But this is like bigger clusters of groups. So we're talking the muscles of the neck and the face and the head and how, you know, our eyes or our other parts of our body might be doing something different and being able to have those go on at the same time without a tension occurring. Does that make sense? So bring yourself up once again to sitting, but change over the crossing of your legs. So if you're sitting with the soles of your feet, why don't you cross your legs this time? If you were crossed before, just change the crossing. Pivot yourself a little bit forward to scoot your sit bones back so that you really have a nice erect spine. And once again, begin to, in a clockwise fashion, draw your circle with your nose. And as you've got your circle going, bring your attention just for two circles to the top of your head. And then you bring your attention back to your nose and your face for two circles. And then you shift your attention once again to the top of your head. Good. Now, somewhere along the way, wherever you are, without interrupting your breathing, begin to make your circle go in a counterclockwise direction. So that basically means the opposite of what we've been doing. That's it. And are you able to then again change and go back to clockwise? Again, without interrupting your breath and your breathing, how available are you for reversing a movement without hesitation? And then once again, go back to making the circle counterclockwise. Good. And let's keep our circle. Some of you are getting your circles pretty big. Let's really keep your circle to be the size of your actual face. So we'll say, I don't think the ears were a great landmark. Let's say your cheekbones. So you have 12 o'clock as your forehead where the hairline is, 6 o'clock where the chin, 3 and 9 are the cheekbones. And you take that image and project it out a few inches away from your face. Because if you start turning way over to the sides, you're really not making a circle in front of you. The plane gets bent, right? If you start to go over to where your ears are, you're actually curving the circle better. Now, as you continue to make a clockwise circle, can you draw your attention to your forehead? Right in the center of your forehead, so that you're able to perceive that area and continue your counterclockwise circle. And notice what happens with that area. Yeah, we're going counterclockwise. Go a little smaller. I want you to make way smaller. More like that. So if you open your eyes, Danielle, this is your clock. You're going so, you know, when you turn out here, the clock bends, right? We don't want it to bend. This is your clock right here. So go ahead and much better. Okay. You see? Mm-hmm. There you go. And now bring your attention to a center point with your chin. Right in the center of your chin. Your thinking goes there, but you continue the counterclockwise circle. Very nice. And now can you draw your attention to your right ear? Okay, let's take a rest. Go ahead and rest on your back. The other importance in this lesson is about listening. Not so much your ability to listen to me, but your ability to listen and filter for yourself. So we're bringing into your awareness high levels of listening. Most of the time, most of us are barely available to listen to just one aspect, let alone two or three. So that's kind of been a theme here that we've done for the last few weeks with these clocks. Okay, let's bring yourself up to sitting again. You can either sit in your favorite way of sitting, or if you feel like changing your legs, so that means they can be crossed, the soles of the feet together, either of those fashions. Sit bones really underneath you. And let's begin to make our clock in a counterclockwise movement. So that means if you start at 12, you'll go to 9, which is to the left a little bit first, before you drop to 6, and then over to the right 3. And you just get your circle, your clock going. Great. And as you continue it to go now, so this should become very familiar to you, comfortable, so your breathing is nicely regulated for yourself. You bring your awareness now to your right earlobe. So that's the bottom area that attaches to the side of your neck or head, the lobe. So first you just become aware of that area, and then you start to ask yourself the question is, how does that area move in space as I'm drawing my circle with my nose? Does my earlobe make a circle as well? And it might be a little different circle. And so can you sense in your awareness now your right shoulder area? And that is kind of in the background of your awareness. And that will give you a way to understand the circle that your earlobe is making. So again, your intention still is with the circle with your nose, but you're perceiving and sensing the relationship of your right earlobe. And how does it move relative to your shoulder girdle area? Because that area is quiet. So we need something in our background to give us a relationship to what we're doing, whether it's the floor or a wall. So does the earlobe come in front of the shoulder and perhaps behind? Is there a moment when it lifts further away from the shoulder and then comes closer? And then just slowly let go of the earlobe and bring your focus and attention back to your circle. Yeah. Great. Okay. And let's take a moment to rest on your back again. Some of these aspects, too, those of you who have come to the Runner's Workshop know that this is something that I teach for you, too, right? So you get out there and you're running, which is you're moving your legs, one leg in front of the other, but you learn to draw your attention to other parts of yourself to see what's happening. Yeah? Right, Danielle? Once again, come up to sitting. And this time you're going to lean slightly on your right hand so that you can lift your left hand up towards the ceiling. If you want to do the opposite, you can do the opposite if you want. So you lean on your right, that's it. And lift your left arm up to the ceiling. And now we're going to go back to clockwise. So begin to make your nose circle clockwise, up to 12, over to 3, which is the right. That's it. And now pay attention to the right side of your temple. So that's the area around your right eye, forehead, ear area. Called the temple. So you continue to make your circle, this time clockwise. Continue your breathing. Great. And you can let your arm come down and rest, but continue to make your circle. So again, it's the ability to lower the arm down without interfering with the circle. You know, another thing that we learn to do so well at this is typing. Look at how you can move your fingers quite quickly, independently of, you know, you can turn and you can talk on the telephone or you can keep typing. And now expand your awareness to the right corner of your mouth. Can you sense where the right corner of your mouth is as you continue to do your clockwise circle? And can you connect the area from the right corner of your mouth up to the right temple so that you can have both areas now in your awareness? As you continue your circle, that's it. And can you now bring the right earlobe as well? So you have three reference points, three areas to tune into as you continue to make your circle, your clock, so delicately. And now as you continue to sit, just take a pause in sitting. If you need to change the crossing of your legs, but continue to sit and just observe how sitting feels to you now. How do you sense your head, your neck, your face? And now begin to do your circle in the counterclockwise direction. So again, you begin with the nose. What is the quality of the movement like of your circle? How smooth is it becoming? Is it quite smooth now because it's so familiar? And now draw your attention to your right cheek. And now from the right cheek, go to where a man's like sideburn area is. So it's a little further back than the cheek, closer to where our ear begins, the sideburn area. And now bring your awareness to your right temple again. And your right earlobe again. And now to the right corner of your mouth. Now the area between your jaw and your throat on the right side. And now go to the back side of the right side of your neck where your hair attaches, where you feel your hair hanging back there. And let it go, and let's rest on your back again. And as you're resting on your back now, observe how you perceive and sense the right side of your face, even the whole right side of your body. Does the right side of your face perhaps feel maybe a little fuller? Maybe a little softer? Somehow maybe more alive? How do you sense the back side of your head as it's resting on the floor? What part of your head is making contact? And how do you sense the right side of the neck and the back side of your head? can once again roll to your side and come up to sitting. Please change over your legs if you haven't done so the last time. Again, lean forward or pivot forward if you need to scoot your sit bones way back. It's real important to have a very nice erect spine in this lesson. And begin once again to start your circle with your nose in a counterclockwise fashion. And as you get your circle going, bring your attention now onto your right eye. So it's probably best at this point in the lesson to have your eyes closed. Just notice what happens with your right eye. Is it tracking or following the circle that you're making with your nose? And as you continue to become aware of your right eye, see if you can notice your left eye. Do the eyes move in a similar fashion? Are they too making a circle? Observe how you're breathing. And now take a moment to bring your right hand back up in front of your nose, which we did in the very beginning of the lesson, and continue to go counterclockwise with your circle, and just feel the circle that you now draw on your hand. So your hand doesn't move. It's like a piece of paper in front of your face. Each time that you draw the circle, does the drawing become like heavier and thicker? You know, if you were drawing a circle with a pencil, do you continuously make the same circle so it becomes deeper and darker? Or do you find yourself creating different circles so you go outside of that first circle line? And now as you continue to keep your hand up there and draw your circle, bring your awareness to the top of your head again. Sense and perceive what the top of your head is doing. Great. Okay, and let's rest again on your back. And as you're resting this time on your back, very gently roll your head just a little bit to the left and to the right. Just feel the quality of the movement of rolling your head. Just to the left and to the right. It's something quite different now in the range and the quality of the movement. It's much smoother. Softer. And then just bring it back to the center and take another moment to just really rest. Notice where your attention wants to go to as you're resting. Do you keep your thoughts and focus on yourself? Or do you tend to drift away to your mental state of things you need to do today or places you need to go? And just like how you're learning to listen and pay attention here in this lesson with different parts of yourself, it's the same aspect in your mental state with your work and your day. So I think it's important to become aware of when you feel the need to be distracted and allow yourself for the moment to be distracted, and then how can you bring yourself back to the room and back to yourself? If your goal is to try to prevent yourself from ever being distracted, you'll be highly disappointed because you will never, ever stop the process from that happening. But what you learn to do is you learn to become aware and say, oh, isn't this interesting that my mind wants to go and think about these thoughts? And you notice it. You're aware of it, you sense it and perceive it, and then you find the way to lead yourself back to being with yourself in the moment. It's a lifelong process. Okay, one last time, we're going to come up to our knees, actually. So come up to, you're going to be on your right knee and your left foot standing. And then you're going to take your right arm forward out in front of you and your left arm behind you. Yes, it's kind of strange. So your arms are straight out, so to speak, front and back. There you go, as much as possible. Now, can you imagine that you have like a rubber band or rubber bands, plural? You're going to have a rubber band attached to your nose going out to your right hand, and then another rubber band from your nose attached back to your left hand. And now begin to make your circle counterclockwise with your nose. You do nothing with your arms but observe the effects of the rubber bands. So as you're making the circle with your nose, when does the rubber band attach to the right arm elongate, and when does it shorten? And the same with the left. So in fact, when the rubber band with the right arm elongates, the rubber band with the left arm shortens. Are you able to breathe and allow yourself to be as relaxed as possible? Notice your jaw. Some of you appear as if you might be clenching your jaw. So that means if you need to take a break, that means pause for a moment, rest your arms. You don't need to go all the way down to your back. You can just pause and rest for a moment and then come back to it. So this is another form of listening for yourself, is when fatigue sets in, all you need to do is just take a brief moment of resting and break. So you honor the fatigue and then you come back to the awareness and the exercise. Very nice. Okay, and let's all rest on your back. So as you're resting on your back now, take a moment to observe what your contact is like with the floor. How you sense your spine and your pelvis. How your legs are resting on the floor. How your arms rest down by your side. What feels different now Is it something in your face, in your head, in your neck, or something with your spine? Observe how you swallow. What is the space like in your throat? And now, continuing to keep some sense of perception and awareness with yourself, if you could please roll to your sides, come up to sitting, and then come up to standing to sense how you feel in a standing posture. And once you're standing, can you begin to draw your circle? We'll go clockwise. Once again with your nose, just one last time. And is it possible with your eyes closed? How is your balance now? How are you able to balance yourself? Having your eyes closed and drawing your circle. Now that you're standing, is there a tendency for you to change anything about the circle, the size of the circle? Are you able to continue to have it as smooth as possible? And realizing that when you begin to walk and take steps and move in space, that your head actually moves throughout this circular pattern to orientate your head and face over each leg for stepping and walking. So it will be interesting for you to observe for yourself throughout the day and throughout the week how you perceive your walking. Where is your head and your face organized as you step onto each leg? Okay, you can let that go and open your eyes and go ahead and take a walk around the room. You all did very well. This is not so much a physically challenging lesson, but mentally a strenuous lesson. It takes a lot of awareness and focus. It brings to your awareness maybe how little one focuses on themselves. Okay, so we will do a more active lesson next week. So everybody have a good week. We'll see you next week.